Hello, everyone, and once again, welcome back to the next session of The Crew of the Cosmic Orca. Joined once again by the usual four crewmates, we're going to go ahead and have Emily kick us off as always. Got to keep the order alive.
I wanted Astrid to start, but I'll start. I'm Emily. I play Astrid, the scout dropout that she's still really upset about. But the fun fact is that she can dance really well.
Right on.
As we saw last time.
We got to see first thing.
You did.
Hello, my name is Richard, and I play Commander Kaelin Vess. And his favorite color is seafoam green.
I love it. My name's Trey. I play Esquire Cumberbatch, aka Squid. Fun fact about Squid is he is really bad at team sports, but not too bad at individual sports.
Interesting.
Nice. And my name is Paul, and I play Aster Tillian III. And my fun fact today, which I have not revealed before, is the name of my homeworld. It is Adoya, and this is an agricultural planet that my parents have a lot of influence over. So I grew up on a bit of a rural backwater planet, but it had money.
Nice. Just a Nepo baby.
So you're from a farming empire?
Perhaps.
I love it.
That explains a lot.
And of course, I'm Alex. I'm the guy that runs this game. I've never actually introduced myself at any point.
Referee Alex.
I am the referee.
Fun fact.
And I am a snackaholic.
Hi, Alex.
Aren't we all?
I'm also an alcoholic. But
sober is
as
cool.
As I stare
everyone.
At the empty whiskey bottle.
There's one over here too, but
oh no, this is when we find out. It's fine, we'll have an intervention afterwards.
Yeah, it's fine, we got some time anyway. So now that all of our fun introductions are taken care of here, let's go ahead and just get right on into the game. So last we left off, you guys are in jump space currently. You guys, it's been a couple of nights since Girls Night. So
we needed a couple nights to recover. Yeah,
yes, we absolutely did. Unfortunately, the thing that sucks with jump space is that nothing really happens while you're in jump space because you're cut off from the universe. So the rest of your trip through jump space is pretty uneventful. So you guys pop out of jump space.
Before we do that.
Yeah.
I want to spend some of the trip trying to convince Vasquez to show us what's in the briefcase.
Yeah, if you want to try that.
We're a team now. There's no secrets. You got to tell us.
It's true. There's no secrets on the Cosmic Orca.
I don't have a traveler sheet in front of me currently because naturally I immediately forgot all of the skills. let's see. I think.
Carouse, maybe?
Almost maybe Broker or something.
Or Broker.
Make an intelligence broker check. We're going to say that's a difficulty of 10.
Okay. Exactly 10.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, 11. Sorry, okay. I can't math.
So that is enough. So finally, she's like, all right, fine. I guess it's fine to show you. So she connects the tables together because one individual section's not enough to hold this gigantic fucking briefcase she has.
Really? Oh my god, how is she carrying this?
And then what's the 4 foot long case?
She's drunk.
It's 4 feet long. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And so she cracks open the sides, and inside this massive weapon is I'll show you guys a picture of it later, but it's a rapid fire machine gun.
Jeez.
Whoa.
So this thing holds 60 rounds of ammunition, has an auto rating of 4, and it deals 3D damage.
Jeez.
It's just like a Gatling gun,
basically.
Yeah.
I'm glad I invited you to Girls Night.
So, yeah, that is a heavy weapon just for anyone keeping track at home.
And we're all seeing this?
You're all seeing it, if you want to, yeah.
All right. I say, nice. What's its name?
It doesn't have one.
Well, that needs to change.
I don't name my weapons.
A weapon has to earn its name, right?
I mean, it would have earned a name if it was going to have one, but I don't name my weapons.
Vasquez, come on.
I'll think of one down the road.
cool.
We'll see what happens down the line. Anyone else need anything to do before?
We're mostly just waiting for my new lab supplies. Yeah. So I cleaned up the lab, get ready for that, and excited to see how this ordering things and picking them up at the next planet works.
Yeah. So you guys pop out of jump space. It's pretty much the same thing. You hit up a gas giant, you scoop up some fuel. All hunky-dory fine from there. And it's like Vasquez said, the name of this planet, by the way, because I did come up with some. The name of this planet is called Zephyrion.
Ooh.
Zephyrion.
I like that one.
And even though this planet does have a really cool name, unfortunately, Michael's bounty hunter list does not have any bounties on this planet.
Nah. Boo.
So nothing like that's going to happen here. But you guys, like she said, they've got a landing pad already reserved for you guys. So you land, no problem whatsoever on the thing. And yeah, your stuff is just kind of like in some really big Amazon boxes, basically.
Unboxing. Yes.
Waiting for you. And yeah, you pop it open. The float table is not floating currently, of course. You haven't turned it on yet. And your reaction chamber is just, you just set it up wherever you want to in the lab and...
If it was, would the box have just been floating there?
It probably would have.
I think I know what that one is.
So, yeah, those are the two things you bought, right?
Aster. Yes, that's exactly what I got. Yes.
Fantastic. But, yeah, you guys are on the planet. You can stretch your legs for a little bit. But, like I was saying, unfortunately, just this planet doesn't have anything too terrifically exciting occurring on it. So, the government seems, whatever that first planet was you guys were on, Oriasinth. That place seemed calm too, but Rami just checks in with the embassy stuff, make sure nothing's going on there. Oriasinth's recovery is going great.
Oh, excellent.
All that, so.
Should we check in with the authorities and see if Kerry Feinheld, was that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Has been seen in these parts since he was seen most recently at Bambador, but that was a week ago now.
I think it'd be worth asking.
It's a good idea.
Okay, so yeah, it's pretty easy to find the local authorities, so it's basically just a nice big police station. So who would like to be the one to lead the charge?
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah,
we're looking for a Kerry Feinheld. You know where we can find him?
There's no one in the prison system with that name currently. There was a close escort vessel that left with a Kerry on its register.
Hmm. Just a Kerry?
Well, a Kerry Feinheld. I mean, the same.
Oh, Kerry Feinheld.
Name. Yeah.
Where were they going?
Why do you need what? Why do you need to know that?
We have reason to believe that he is a member of the Crimson Syndicate and... We are investigating their terrorist acts, and we're on his trail.
I'm going to need you to make just a flat intelligence roll, please, to see if that is going to be enough to... Is there a persuade skill?
It's social?
There is, and I do not have it.
Oh.
I see it at the very bottom in the middle column, persuade.
Oh, I actually have that.
I do have diplomat.
Give that a shot. Try diplomat.
Okay, that just away the minus for me.
Yeah, yes, diplomacy and education.
Oh, education.
Yeah.
Okay, so just a flat roll plus one, basically. Okay. What's my DC? Because I got six.
It was going to be eight.
I did not make that.
Okay.
They don't know who I am. I could be sketchy.
You could be. Would you like to try and push your social standing, your former commanderness in there?
Sure.
Make a social standing. We'll say flat social standing because your social standing is pretty high from what I remember. So
it's just plus one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have this like diplomat or?
Yeah, I have diplomat.
I'd add that in there too.
Okay. Like, look, we're really trying to find him. We don't want other people getting hurt. And that is a 12.
Oh, nice. God. Ooh. Damn.
Whoa.
Like, sorry, Commander. And so he just does like the other guy did and pops the information on a data card, hands it like, this is as far as we know their ship went. So if you plug it into your communicator device, because I'm just going to go ahead and say, I'm just going to assume they act like smartphones of today. So it's just going to be easier for me mentally to configure it like that. If you plug it in there, it's still following the same path that Michael gave you guys that he guessed they would take, with some little deviations, but it still gives you about four systems out of how many you would need.
We really appreciate it. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. Good hunting.
Of course. And do you know if there's a gun range in this city?
Yeah.
There is?
Yeah, I mean, you just go to the local gun shop.
All right, I turn over and I smile at Vasquez.
Ooh.
What?
You want to have some fun?
You know, there's nothing like blowing off some steam at the shooting range. Are we going in as a contest?
I wanted to try out.
Yeah, I want to challenge
Nameless down there.
I want to challenge Vasquez because I have an auto rifle.
Okay.
Okay. Can winner fire your gun?
Sure.
I love this.
What cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you guys want to do a little quick little detour before you guys head back to the ship, it's not that far. You can just take a space Uber or something to get there.
I love to think that that's their brand name.
Space Uber.
We've also had Space Amazon. So now we've
and Space Spotify.
Oh, that's true. Space Spotify.
We've basically gone full Dragon Ball Abridged with this.
I forgot that was a running bit in that show.
It was. You guys make it there, and you said you wanted. Now, are you wanting it to be the auto rifle versus auto rifle? Do you want her to use? Do you want to be the same gun between the two of you?
Oh, that's a good question. I feel like it should be the same gun.
Okay. Then she would vote to do because none of you are trained in heavy weapons. So using her weapon would be at a horrendous disadvantage for all of you. She has no problem doing it with gun combat. So or just regular slug weapons. She even rents. We're not going to bother making you write stats down for this, but basically the whatever pistol you have, it's the same thing, but we're not going to do like damage or anything because it's a rental. So
yeah,
cool.
She basically just asked you, so just most number of bullseyes, I guess, or most closest shots to the target. So five shots each.
Okay.
So
let's do it.
You go first because you are technically my employer. So
okay.
So just make five gun combat rolls, and every one above eight. It's going to be gun combat and dex. Everything above eight is going to count as a success for this.
Okay.
And then anything below eight, obviously, was not going to count as a success.
Okay, so it's just plus one for me.
Okay.
Nine.
Okay, that's one.
Five.
That's still just one.
12.
That's definitely one.
Nine.
That's another one. Wow.
Four.
Okay. Three out of five. That's still pretty good.
Pretty good.
Nice.
Nice shooting. Good about that.
Nice shooting.
All right. Same rules for Vasquez. So that is a... That's an eight. So flat eight there. That's a seven, so that's a miss. That is a 13.
Dang. And like destroyed the target.
Ooh, that's two ones.
Oh.
So the gun jams up on her. But then you see, my roll is first. So this was not a shot. This was her clearing it, and I just rolled a 16.
Okay.
It was not completely lightningly quick. Just completely clears the gun before you even realize like what just happened.
How did she's got really good stats?
And then
16.
So final shot.
Yep. So right now you're actually Yeah,
it's two. She's got one more to tie. Yes.
Yeah, so she might actually lose. You're one up on her right now.
Well.
But no, you guys are tied.
Okay.
Well, Commander,
I'll take that. I'll take that.
So now, do you want to break the tie?
I think.
Or attempt to.
Oh, is it just a one-on-one first?
I think so. Yeah, I want to try and break the tie.
You wanted to try it too?
Oh, I did, but no, I just want to watch this now. This is fun. This is fun. I'm okay.
If you want to, basically just one more, basically whoever succeeds will win.
One more for each.
Okay.
Whoever gets the higher
nine.
Amount. That's also a 9.
Oh my gosh.
What? Doubled overtime.
Sudden death part 2.
Do you do it again? Okay. Yep. Oh, 6.
She got a 12.
Oh, that's fantastic. Look, a worthy opponent.
Astrid, that was excellent shooting, though.
Thank you.
That was phenomenal.
Your styles differ? Like,
you can still shoot the gun if you want.
No. Oh, yes. Oh my god!
You should do it.
Yeah, I want it. Okay. I want to shoot the gun.
So she sets it up on some like brackets so that like, it's a little more stable.
It's an actual mini.
Astrid is a tall, lanky gal, so I'm sure she looks kind of funny.
Vasquez shows you like where the trigger is and like what to push and everything, and. Before she doesn't actually like leave, she then braces your back to hold you steady,
as any good teammate should.
Yeah,
you are just gonna make a flat dex roll to shoot this thing. You're gonna shoot it no matter what, but it's gonna be at -3 because you don't have any heavy weapons.
Okay,
so it's just... more just to see what's about to happen to you than anything else.
Oh no. That's not disconcerting at all.
Is there a DC?
And this is the last episode Astrid is in. Ooh. 11 minus 3, wow. So that's 9.
8.
So you...
Not bad.
That's good. A success, though, because it's just 8's the target, so you still made the target.
Wow!
Nice.
So even with her, like, you feel like you still need her bracing you behind yourself, because this gun's got some kick. But yeah.
Does this count as like a free week of training towards heavy weapons for Astrid?
Well, the problem is because you're already training in something else, right?
Yeah.
So and you're only like 3 weeks in. So,
should we mark 3 weeks?
It
should be a 3.
Okay.
So, yeah, it would be 5 more weeks to get to that. So, by the time that happens, but she's more than happy to teach you heavy weapons.
More of an amuse bouche for doing this in the future.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I've impressed her, so at least.
Goal accomplished.
You did impress her quite a bit. So anything else you guys would like to do before?
On the way back to the ship, I wonder if I could... I'm excited to do the unboxing, but I want to see if there's any local flora that I could sort of take a sample of to play with in my new reaction chamber. Like if I see any different plants about.
You go, I mean, it's another more advanced city. Or a planet city kind of thing. But there are some like plant shops you can get like a cactus or something from.
Yeah, some succulents would be perfect.
A little space cactus.
Yes.
Yeah, but you can get some like plants, you know, some eucalyptus or whatever.
Yeah, I'll see what just a little sampling, maybe just, you know, a couple different varieties of.
You have 100 credits, you can get whatever you want basically, as long as it's like normal plants. So.
But yes, definitely. If it looks like a succulent that has properties of like. Lasting longer periods of time with, without needing watering. That's what I'm looking for.
Sure. Okay. We'll say you find that.
Nice.
I'd like to take advantage of this ordering system. Can I order an intellect for my computer?
Sure.
Excellent.
Wow.
I'm going to go a little crazy on this. And I want to do what we talked about. Where I'm going to do the intellect with the intelligence interface and the digital friend.
Sure, yeah, you can get that stuff.
A digital friend.
Yes.
Oh. The picture for it in the book's actually really.
It's adorable.
Cute too.
I want to see.
Oh,
that's so cute.
That's so cute.
I want that to be like very similar. Like it's just a little icon that pops up.
Yeah. No, that's not a problem. And sweet. Then.
I'll mark off that because I think it's. I'm gonna do the
That's a pen.
Thank you.
I'm gonna do. I think that so the intellect can run expert packages as well.
I think so.
So I'm probably gonna start doing those as well. But
yeah.
Oh, but these are like really cheap. So I'll have to let you know which one of those I'll get.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to do the Intellect 2 for 50,000.
Whoa, yeah. Big spender.
And then the interface is only 100, and the friend is 1750.
Okay, yeah, you have the cash for it.
Sweet.
So
sweet.
I'll let you write that stuff down. Anyone else? Things they want to do before they take off.
I need to research what I can buy.
Shopping is fun.
Yeah, you can do that. I mean, you can always make an order and put it on the next planet and stuff like that. We'll just kind of handle that. so we can keep everything for
Did
that
you
one.
Save the paper target from your competition? As a trophy?
I did, yes. I went over and peeled it off and folded it up and Absolutely. Put it in my pocket.
Absolutely. You do notice that Vasquez takes hers as well.
Bonding.
Nice.
Bonding.
Okay.
Power of Girls Night.
Everyone else good?
Good.
Cool. All right. So you guys leave. You're following the planet. And like most solar systems, there's more than one gas giant. And as you are flying, to get to the rim so you can get in jump space, if you have sensors, I need someone to make a sense. It's going to be electronics no matter what. If you have sensors, you'll be the one to do it. But it'll be electronics or an intelligence sensor roll.
I am currently training in sensors, but we're not done with that.
You have electronics, so you're okay. So whoever wants to roll for it, at least you get there's no penalty.
Yeah, it's probably realistic for Squid to be the one.
Yeah. Difficulty is going to be 6 on this.
Okay, well, it's 7 on the die. Is it? You said intellect?
Yes.
All right, so it's going to be 9 total.
Perfect. There is a ship coming towards you guys. And not just like heading the same way. You're on the same plane.
Okay.
Because hey,
Commander, we got company.
3D.
Are they in hailing range?
They are.
I get in the gunner seat just in case.
Sure.
I open a channel to see if they hail us.
Turret.
They do not respond.
We're not close enough to jump, right?
No, you got.
We still got ways to go.
Yeah, like another day before you get there.
So can you remind me what the engineer maneuver?
So engineer maneuver drive. So there's some things you can do with that. Like you can overdrive the maneuver drive basically to make it generate more thrust if need be.
Can I start doing that? Just in case.
You can, make the maneuver drive education roll.
Okay.
Difficulty of 8.
Um, 14.
Oh, wow.
So that's what, so you've got it prepped and ready to go. So all you have to do is literally just push a button and it will be able to be overdriven. And
if we need to move quickly, let me know.
Okay. Fantastic for that.
Well, they're just coming towards us.
Are they going fast?
Yeah, they're hauling ass.
Okay, so they're it seems like they're trying to hit us.
Well, they're trying to level the plane.
They're being
trying
aggressive,
to level it with
for
you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, they're being aggressive?
I'm probably down in the lab. Are you guys alerting the ship to any of this? Or?
Oh, yeah, we'll put a yellow alert so the whole the whole ship knows
We have an additional gunner now because we have 2 gun stations.
Yeah.
I forgot about Vasquez.
Yeah, and I just remembered I'm the pilot, so I get out of the turret and then I go to the pilot seat.
Your call, Squid. Should we go to an evasive maneuvers?
Yes.
All right, make another sensor intelligence role or education role, I mean, sorry.
Sure.
It'll be a little bit better for you.
Not as good. Did you say intellect or intelligent? Or
education.
Okay. So, 8.
Okay, that's more than enough. The ship is starting to match where you're going.
They're absolutely following us.
Like it's locked on.
And then
dogfighting us. Coming at us from the front?
Did they seem like they were coming from the planet we just left?
No, they were coming the other way.
Okay.
Like they were waiting in this spot specifically.
Fun.
Do I recognize the ship or anything about
The sensor readings, it tells you it is a free trader, which is just kind of your bog standard like ship in the Traveler universe. They're the little freighters that go from planet to planet. They're 100 or 200 ton ships.
Visibly see them on the viewfinder?
With a little bit of zooming in, yeah. And it's, there doesn't seem to be any markings on it or anything like that, showcasing anything. And that is when the sensor roll also shows you that there is now, you're close enough for this, there is a weapons lock on you. Yep. So, Astrid, because you're in the pilot seat, I need you to make me a dex and pilot roll, please.
Can I assist her by hitting that button?
It's not going to help for this.
Okay. So I just have a 0 in pilot.
That's fine. So it means there's no penalty. Okay. So it's just going to be dex and pilot.
5.
You guys get hit.
Direct hit.
No.
By a laser blast.
All together.
Do we have lasers?
For the audience, we've shook in our seats.
I open a channel.
Again?
Okay. And hail them. Well, I wanted to see if they would talk to us first.
They still don't answer.
Well, I say this is Commander Kalen Vess of the Cosmic Orca. Please state why you just opened fire on our vessel.
They're going to shoot you again.
Oh, my...
You can return fire.
We need to shoot back.
Yeah.
Red alert.
That hit misses you, though, by a fucking country mile.
Country mile. Can I shoot while I'm in the pilot seat? Or do I have to run back and forth?
I can take over the pilot seat if you need me to.
Please.
All right. I'll switch in with her.
Yeah,
okay.
But you guys just, you change your terminal to be.
Take the gunner station.
You don't have to physically move anywhere. Your screen just changes.
Oh, perfect.
Make a turret plus dex roll, please.
If no one's told Vasquez, I'd send that to her communicator.
4. No.
That's what you get for wasting all those rolls earlier.
I know.
Last game, too, you were rolling all the 12s.
I know.
I mean, you do shoot back, but I mean, you miss, unfortunately.
Well, at least they know we're serious.
It missed 2, by the way.
So, okay, I don't need to make a roll for the pilot.
Not yet.
Did Vasquez get a chance to shoot yet?
Vasquez does not have gunner.
What?
But you do, don't you?
She's a Marine.
I have gun combat. I don't have gunner.
She was a ground combat Marine.
The captain does.
You have gunner, Caleb?
I have gunner.
You could take the other station.
You can take a
shot. I also have remote ops. I'm trying to see if that can do anything in this situation.
It can be used for repair drones, because I know you have some of those on your ship.
We do. Okay.
Yeah, so you can just do... intelligence remote ops.
I'll fire first because our ship is not terribly damaged.
Just one hit.
No, you just took a little bit of damage.
Yeah, no, I'll go ahead and fire.
Okay. Turret and dex, please.
While I fire, can I say something in the hail?
Yeah.
Cease fire now or we'll be forced to blast your ship into smithereens. This is a warning shot. And I got a...
direct hit.
I got a 10.
Yeah, nice. It does hit. Just roll, because you guys, because I never actually said completely what your weapons were, so go ahead and just roll 2d6 for me.
This is the first time we've hit them.
7.
Okay. Let's get you trying something here.
Captain, that's not what a warning shot is. But
it's really not
what that's what it is.
But good shooting.
They have been warned.
Go ahead, give me that pilot dex roll real quick.
Okay. Not great, but not bad. 8.
Okay.
That's
pretty good. They did
better. Oh, no, excuse me. 7.
They did a bit better than you, so.
Yeah.
Who would be after us? I guess the Crimson Syndicate?
So.
We didn't
know. Actively following them.
They didn't have a signal, or they didn't have
a drug cartel, maybe, from Bambador?
Oh,
maybe.
It could have been them.
How big were they?
How would they know?
No one's gonna know.
We don't have the phone.
How would they know?
So this hit was actually kind of bad.
Time for those robots.
Your jump drive took a hit, actually.
Oh no.
That's bad.
Then
does our ship have HP that we are monitoring?
Yeah, I've got it right over here. Okay. I'm keeping track.
It's like maybe Squid can pull that up on his monitor.
Right?
And then make another sensors roll for me, please.
Sure.
Still education.
Oh, not great. I forget I have such a good modifier for this. 8.
Okay. this is probably when you need to push the button because there is a missile coming at you guys all right. now, too.
Let's get out of here.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm going to roll for the missile real quick, too.
Well, that's just maneuvering. That's not jump drive.
Well, yeah, right. they're like different drives.
So. All right. So when you push the button to get the overdrive going on the maneuvering. So it's an extra plus one. So it does. Yeah. So you're able basically because your ship only moves at a speed of one. Now it moves at a speed of two. But the rocket does seem to be following you guys.
Oh, fun.
Okay.
So.
Does it look like we could fire on it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a much
shoot
harder.
Shoot the rocket down.
It's a harder target, of course, because it's tiny. Go ahead. Whoever wants to try and destroy it.
Yeah.
If you guys both want to try and destroy it, make just a turret. Dex rolls. Difficulty is going to be 10 for this, though. Because it's a little turret target.
Dex. We're both going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Did not hit.
For okay. one.
Nine.
Almost. Whiffs it a little bit. You can see the laser like streaked like it grazed it. And so the rocket does a fun little spin, but it doesn't.
it off course.
Doesn't knock it off course. It seems to be tracking you. And the far trader is still like keeping in line with you guys.
Who's in the pilot seat right now?
I am right now. Cause like,
is there any debris in the area? Can we intercept?
Yeah, I could try to fly and get something in between us.
Space debris.
Space
Classic.
Debris.
go ahead. You're going to make a Dex pilot roll. Difficulty of 10. Because there's always space
just
debris
a
laying
flat
around.
Roll plus one, basically. Okay. Nine.
And unfortunately, even with the burst of speed that the maneuver drive
I don't get
gave
a plus
you,
one for that because that would make it 10.
Well, that's just movement. That's not
yes,
to the roll.
I know.
The rocket nine. Does catch up, unfortunately.
No, we can't take any more
hits.
Oh my
gosh.
Our precious orca.
Well, your ship's still safe. You have 160 hit points for the ship, so I mean.
Okay. We're not floating in the vacuum of space.
But what if we can't jump?
But the paint job.
Can't get away.
However, your jump drive took another hit.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
And so they don't want us to go anywhere.
Your jump drive is disabled.
Does it look like they're targeting the jump drive specifically?
You would think at this point, yeah, that they're clearly hitting.
They're trying to get prevent us from leaving.
Yeah, and now the ship is hailing you.
All right, open a channel.
All right, so in real dramatic fashion, because you know your ship's been, been hit a few times. So yeah, you got the Star Trek steam and sparks.
Someone has a
down
hair
and,
down their forehead. Like a loose. Yeah.
Somehow your shirt is open. your view screen is fizzling a little bit because it's going to be video communication. And then as the view screen comes to life all the way, you see the face of a man you haven't seen in probably 20 something years.
Your father.
Jackson.
No.
No?
You haven't seen him for like a week.
Oh, I know who this is.
Jackson.
It's the mutiny guy.
It is the face of Saul Acradius, your former commanding officer that you sent to prison.
Oh.
Well, if it isn't Saul Acradius.
Nice.
I see you haven't lost your wit, Kaelin.
What is this?
I'm here to enact my vengeance.
I've got people on board that have nothing to do with this.
They're just collateral damage at this point. Because you're busy. You make a make an intelligence roll. Just a flat intelligence roll. Difficulty is only going to be electronics and intelligence roll. Do you have computer? No, you have computer.
Yes.
So you're going to help with this.
Okay.
So both of you make intelligence computer rolls, please.
Okay.
And we're going to combine your results together.
And minus three.
Four.
Well, she has electronics, so it's fine.
Oh, okay.
He's the one you're relying on. Perfect.
Okay.
So with your rolls put together, while he's talking to Saul, you do realize that Kyle left you guys an extra present, which is your own missile, just kind of a single retaliatory missile to fire in situations like this.
Kyle.
And you've maneuvered close enough together now that you'd be able to shoot the rocket off.
I look over at Astrid.
But there is a catch.
Oh,
they're too close.
You're close together, but you are pretty sure that the shockwave will be less damaging to you than it will be to him.
Impact. Sure.
I think a risk assessment says that we should do this.
Okay.
We're on the viewfinder though, so he can see us.
Well, you just do it wordlessly.
And that's what I'm saying is I just kind of look over at her and like,
yeah, I'm like,
but let's continue our conversation.
The crew of the Cosmic Orca, apart from me, have nothing to do with our debacle. Let's settle this the old way. Why don't you board the ship and we'll duke it out one-on-one?
It's a tempting offer. It's a tempting offer. How about we just dock? You come to my ship and we'll duke it out over here.
Can't have that. Last I remember, you had a mutiny. How about this then? Neutral ground. Planet side. You, me, and a cutlass.
Nah, that's too messy for my taste. I think we'll just end this here and now. Who wants to make the turret roll, please?
Me.
Make that dex turret roll.
Okay. 6.
That is actually going to be enough for this because you're close enough together. So yeah, the rocket just kind of goes out. Actually, someone, I have enough dice, so I'll just do it.
The damage.
Shit, you guys did good. So as you're talking and you have no idea your crew was doing this, the rocket hits his ship and it deals a pretty hefty chunk of damage to it. Oh, God.
I like shoot a glance over at Commander.
Okay. So you're talking to him and he's clearly giving the order to, you know, just pummel your ship into oblivion. When you see the explosion occur,
What just happened?
His view screen cuts out because, you know, the ship just got rocked by that. You guys do take a little bit more damage. Ooh, you guys take a lot bit more damage.
Hello.
But, but is gravity pulling us apart now?
No. Their ship, I mean, it took a good hit, but it wasn't like their ship. You just didn't damage their ship as much as yours got damaged. So it cuts out and you can see in the view screen that the ship, it's got the dramatic, you know, sparks going off of it. Somehow there's fire coming off of it in space.
Yeah.
Right. Space fire.
And it actually just pops a quick 180 and it just starts flying away from you guys.
They're leaving us.
Wow.
You guys' maneuver drive took a hit, though, in that explosion. So
we have no jump drive and no maneuver drive?
Well, you have the maneuvering drive.
Okay.
It just is not, plus with the overdrive that happened to it, your maneuver drive is fixable, but you can't get back because you were probably traveling for a full day, your normal speed, and you're significantly less than that speed now. But fortunately, there is a colony nearby on one of these gas giants' moons because it's the future. Of course, there's moon colonies. It's not sci-fi without a good moon colony.
Are they moving too fast for us?
For you guys now, yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Maybe a few
points.
Can we try to pick them off?
I was going to say, it's up to you all.
You guys can make a pot shot while they're running away if you want to.
You could do two more laser beams.
Yeah, you guys can try two more little laser beams.
Yeah, let's do it. Snip it in the bud.
Okay.
And don't come back.
Get out of here.
Go on.
You want to take the first one?
Yes.
All right. The Dex Gunner 2d6.
Ooh.
There it is.
Well, I can't math. 11, 12.
Okay. I mean, that's a hit. Go ahead and just roll 2d6 for damage.
Yep. I'll make my roll.
9.
Okay. That's a good hit to it.
That's good.
I got a 12.
Okay. Roll 2d6 for damage.
A 4.
Yeah.
Didn't do quite as much damage to it as it did to you, but, you know, that's life. It's still going to be faster than you.
Okay.
Just because of, clearly it's a slightly modified free trader. It was able to move a bit faster than normal free traders were, but you scared them off, basically.
Captain, where should I take us? We're basically bleeding out at this point.
Yep.
There is a convenient moon colony here, so
Let's head to that moon colony and repair it. And first and foremost, folks, crew, I am very sorry that the past came to creep up and put you all in danger like that.
Yes, who was that guy?
He led a mutiny on one of my ships back in the naval days. He failed and was sent to prison. I actually have no idea how he got out.
Do you know how he found us? Or found you specifically?
How would he even know you were part of the Cosmic Orca?
I have no idea, but that's something we're going to find out.
And why does he blame you for this imprisonment?
Oh, he led a mutiny in my ship, and I put him in prison.
Ah, so you stopped it.
I definitely, that's on me for doing the right thing, I guess. But
well, we stand with you, so it was, you know. Also, who launched that rocket? That was amazing. I thought we were about to die.
That was me, but Squid gave me the idea.
Oh, you took the shot. Great idea.
I didn't even know we had that rocket.
You saved this ship, and thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And fortunately, no hull breaches, so.
No, but the jump drive is knocked out.
And your maneuver drive is sad.
It's going to take us a bit to get to that moon colony.
Okay.
Oh, the moon colony is conveniently close enough by.
Okay.
So we're still puttering along.
You're still kind of like, but So when you guys approach, the standard thing that's been happening every time you've gone anywhere with the space station is you're usually hailed, get the registry number and all that stuff down there. That doesn't happen this time.
Suspicious.
No, we just land.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you can see that the docking port is there. There's open bays and everything like that, but there doesn't seem to be any activity.
I mean, can I open a channel and say, this is Commander Kaelin Vess of the Cosmic Orca requesting permission to land.
You are greeted with silence.
Are our sensors sophisticated enough that we can detect activity?
Not yet.
Okay.
Maybe.
This feels a little weird.
Are there other ships docked?
There's ships down there, yeah.
Okay. But none of them, no motion?
No motion. There's lights and stuff on, though.
This feels a little suspicious.
Having flashbacks to the zombie body.
Same.
Don't like this, but we have very little options.
Maybe we can just land and we don't have to leave the bay.
Yes, you can get your little robots out.
Do we have vac suits?
Well, as far as you can tell, like, you're probably not going to need them.
Just curious.
You do have them, yeah. You have them.
Well, let's land, curious. I think.
Sure.
All right, I'll pull into the bay.
Yeah, keep your eyes peeled.
So you land zombies in there, no problem whatsoever. And there's no one comes out. There's nothing happening. So if you want to, in the meantime, though, while you guys are trying to figure out your situation, go ahead. I want you to make an engineer jump drive education roll, please. And then you can do an intelligence remote ops to at least get the damage from the drones going.
That's a double one.
What's your total, though?
Jump drive?
6.
Yeah, that's enough.
Okay.
Remember, Traveler does not have natural critical fails.
Okay,
So
I didn't know that. Well, so it's rem ops and
intelligence. Yep, for the repair drones to get them rolling.
As a 14.
Oh, beautiful! Yeah, they're repairing. They're chittering away and they're repairing all that superficial damage to the hull.
Cute.
When they get to the maneuver drive, though, that is going to take some time for that to get fixed. You have the raw components to fix that, though, on the ship. We'll just say you had that laying around because why not? The jump drive, which is what you were looking for, you don't have the components to fix that here on the ship, but you would assume that this place would have, it's a remote moon station. It would most likely have the parts somewhere for to purchase if someone were around to purchase them from.
I'm going to have to at least deboard to go look for somebody that can give us the parts that we need to fix this up.
A landing party it is. Can the robots?
They'll work independent. Yeah.
Great.
You'll just say you have you'll just pull out your phone. It's like a Ring door camera thing. You'll pull your phone out to watch. It's like getting around, looking at stuff.
Do we all need to go?
Not necessarily, but
because I feel like somebody should watch a ship.
We should.
Vasquez is here.
Yeah. Why don't we leave Vasquez?
Vasquez and Rami can stay on the ship.
Okay.
Vasquez will keep Rami safe.
Yes.
Okay.
That's okay. Yeah, I trust that.
He can oversee the repairs, perhaps.
He'll look at them. Oh. I mean, he doesn't have to.
He could just keep track of the R2-D2s and make sure they're doing the right things.
Yeah, he can do that.
Can we? I couldn't remember from last time. I erased flak jacket. Can I wear a cloth jacket, flak jacket, and a Diplo shirt?
I thought we said the Diplo shirt worked with one, but not both of them.
Maybe, I think that's why. That's why I erased it. Okay, I'm going to erase Diplo flak jacket. And it's ugly anyway.
I only wrote Diplo and was like,
Diplo.
Diplo and cloth work well together.
Yes. I also only wrote Diplo.
Yeah, that's fine. What is that? Diplo is all you need.
Yes, so it's plus +8 altogether.
I've got a flak jacket, a cloth, armor, and a trench coat.
Yeah, you're armored to the fucking teeth. Yeah,
look like
your teeth posing
your way down that. I look like rat in a suit.
Yeah. Christmas story.
All right. So the four of you are going to disembark, I guess.
Yes, I've got my life sciences toolkit.
You're in command while I'm away. Please don't steal the ship.
Wouldn't go far if you did.
Not much to steal at the moment, so you're safe.
Don't answer the door for strangers.
Wasn't planning on it. I'll keep Rami safe for you.
I kiss him goodbye. Okay.
All right, can I get an espresso for the road?
Oh. you managed to get an upgrade for it, so now it actually has a cup dispenser on it now.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's like a coffee machine, so like a little paper cup comes down. And
so fancy to go.
Yep, so you guys are, you disembark, and it is unbelievably quiet.
Spoopy. You can actually hear
the hum of... like the equipment and stuff that keep this thing running. You can actually hear that all going right now.
Mm. Well, this is gross.
This very same vibe.
Mm-hmm. Well, Squid, mm-hmm. Where would we find the parts you need?
You got a map. It'll take you right there.
Yeah, so
it's a lot of walking to do, but you'd be able to get there.
We got a ways, but I'll lead the direction.
Cool.
So you guys start your walking. I would like anyone that has it to make intelligence recon checks.
That's
Man, if only we had a scout. Sure.
Yeah. I have a 1 in recon. Yes.
Yes, that's why they were saying.
Oh, okay.
You're on
literally
point.
The recon specialist.
Like, oh, I have that. So it's recon and what?
Intelligence.
Okay. Eleven.
That
is plenty. The streets are definitely very barren, very empty. You are noticing that, again, a lot of lights are on. It's really disconcerting. And the way this colony, it's a relatively small moon, but it's terraformed somehow. due to the power of science fiction, it is a terraformed moon. You're able to... You're just kind of looking around and you just don't see any activity in these buildings. It's just like this one city that's terraformed in there.
Any sign of like a firefight or
signs of a struggle?
Sign of struggle.
We'll say with your role that if you venture off the path a little bit.
Yes, I absolutely do.
Okay. So you venture off just a little bit down like a side street. And you do see some bullet holes in the walls.
Uh-oh. I communicate back. It looks like there was a firefight here.
All right, weapons out.
Yep.
Be ready for anything.
Okay, so you guys have your weapons drawn. You're making your way through. Make another recon intelligence roll.
Well... While she's doing that, I want to radio
7
back to Vasquez and let her know, hey, there's signs of a struggle on the ship. Just keep an eye out, make sure that nobody's approaching.
Absolutely. So with the 7, that's enough. When you kind of flip back around, because like you're looking at your front and you're checking your 6, so to speak, you turn around just in time. You don't get a good look at it, but you do see something kind of skitter across the street. I say skitter is not the right word. I just knew it was going to creep you out the most.
Well played.
It does. It is a figure of some sort, kind of.
Okay, so not a bug.
Size-wise?
Not a bug. Person-sized.
Ooh.
Scamper? Okay.
Camp Decrepit.
Yeah, because that's creepy.
Or like the signs alien.
Yeah, Bigfoot walks across the way. Would you like to relay this information to me?
Yes, I relay. Okay. Like, there's something here.
We're not alone.
Like we're being followed?
I don't know. But I just saw something move.
How quickly. Far are we from the warehouse with the pods?
You still That's got probably another mile of walking to go.
Ugh. Stick to the walls.
Any vehicles around here we can commandeer?
Nope.
Are there any terminals I could like hook my laptop into and start to see if there's any like a history of what happened or like video footage? Or...
Not outside.
I think we just stay low, stick to the walls.
Define it outside.
Yeah.
You would need to physically go inside one of these buildings to see if there was a computer you could hook into to hack through and find it.
Damn it.
Knowledge is power, Commander.
Does the movie I Am Legend exist in this universe?
Everyone remembers that it had a really bad theatrical ending, but then the ending that was on the DVD was just a million times better.
Yeah.
When they stay true to the source material. I know it's a risk, but if we know what we're up against, it'll probably help us out.
All right, I'll trust you, Squid. Let's go. Let's go into...
This is what you were waiting for, isn't it?
So, sure was. So you got some choices of buildings to go into. There's a couple, like, office-ish looking buildings, and then there's also, like, some apartment-ish looking buildings you could go into. Probably all about 15 stories tall.
My thought is the smaller, the better.
Okay.
Office building actually probably works best because we want more advanced equipment that we're looking for.
I agree.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, there's one. You just pick one at random.
Oh, wait.
But the hackers can be in an apartment.
Is there any foliage?
No. Not in this part, anyway.
No.
Yeah, it's probably more... It's around the rim where they kind of keep that stuff.
Okay. I was going to say, if you saw anything cool or anything that could give us any info...
Maybe. I don't know if that would factor in, but...
Mushrooms?
I hate to say it, but we're probably going to get some samples before we leave here.
Yep.
That's a good Based point. Off of her observations.
Oh.
Okay. Because if Astrid's correct, we may find ourselves in another situation like we did before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. So, Doc, you'll have plenty. I
unfortunately... Keep my eyes peeled for biotech labels anywhere.
Okay. So, yeah, this office building that you guys picked... It's actually one of the smaller ones, too. It's only a 6-story building. It's kind of tucked away a little there between a couple taller buildings. But yeah, you guys go in. It has a pretty normal-looking lobby. Normally, the spot where someone would be sitting behind a desk is currently vacant. So you guys... But yeah, there's no one sitting at the desk. And the terminal, though, unfortunately... Well, unfortunately for you guys, is smashed up, though. Like something... Either because it's also like laying like flat. So clearly someone picked up this screen and just beat the shit out of something with it and then just threw it back on the desk and then ran off.
Is there blood?
Yeah.
Is there anything around that looks like it left the blood?
No.
Lovely. All right.
But there's elevators off to the side. There's a stairwell off to the side.
I'll put it to a vote. Do we want to venture further?
Well, we need that info, don't we?
Needs a strong word. I think it'll help.
I mean...
Crew, do we get out of this building?
I think so, but...
I think we could look, if we see other buildings along the way that maybe aren't smashed, that way we stay in the entryways and not venture deeper into the buildings.
Entryways, look through windows.
Yes.
Try to find a more suitable... We'll do that.
The further we go into nooks and crannies, the more likely we are to find something. And I'd rather just stay where we can see what's coming around us.
Agreed.
Okay.
So you guys are going up a floor or are you going to a different building?
I think we'd probably just go see if we can find something else. Like just kind of continuing on the path that we're headed.
Yeah, I mean, there's another office building right next door.
Yeah. We'll do that.
Too, so.
We'll do that. We check. Yeah.
Okay, so this one that you walk into, the terminal is active on this one. It was not used as an improvised weapon. So it's on. Like I said, this place has power, so it's not like you're going through like weird flickery lights or anything like that.
In the last couple buildings, have there been any more signs of conflict other than the smashed screen?
As you're getting further in, you are seeing more and more signs of a struggle of some kind.
Okay.
But yeah, this terminal's working, so what would you like to do?
I want to... Will this require hacking? Or I want to get into their system and see if I can find footage of whatever instance happened here, and as well as logs for timestamps and things like that.
So it would, but I know you have that intrusion program that you're able to get from one of your agent contacts, because that's how I have to make that happen for the game to function correctly, because normal civs aren't supposed to get those.
It's fine. Everything's fine. No question.
So it's going to be computers and education.
Okay. Do I add this plus two from hack from the...
If that's what it says, yeah.
Yep. Cool. Nice.
Uh, 15. Oh, Jesus. even with the 8 I was going to put it at. Yeah, that's exceptional. Actually, say you make it through. You've got surveillance footage up. You've got everything.
They really should improve this security software.
Goodness. So, yeah, from what you can tell, there's a couple of days where there is just... Because you're just kind of going through, like, mm-hmm. starting from most recent and working your way to eldest, or oldest, I'm assuming.
Yes.
There's, like, 3 days where there is, like, no activity. It's only in this building, like, the inside of the building and then the outside of the building. So you're not getting, like, the whole...
Yeah, understandable.
But, yeah, you can see that there was nothing for, like, the last 3 days. But then when you get to the fourth entry on that, you... see the signs, you can see kind of some stragglers, like just normal people mm-hmm. kind of darting from building to building. And then when you go back another day, there's more people out and about kind of milling as you're scrubbing through the footage. That is when you see it happens pretty quickly, but you see something. Like people just going about their day, normal old school day. But then you see something just come barreling out from just off the camera screen and just attacks some random person. And then you see security kind of swarm on in.
What person like again? Mm-hmm. Kind of like what Astrid saw?
A little bit, yeah. Not the same person probably. But
yeah, are we all hovering something over his shoulder?
Yeah. Like? Presume that you guys could do that.
Like we're watching this.
It'd be
too.
Easy. It'd be easy to do.
Were there any alerts in the computer of like saying to the moon population of watch out? There's blah blah blah. You know, like.
Yeah. Because while he's looking at the video, you can be scrolling through that, and yeah, there's plenty of like things of like, you know, trying to escape or something
get
like
to
that.
Safety.
Yeah, get to safety. Things like that. Emergency shelter locations.
Any depictions of what's going on, or descriptions of the incident.
People are just going crazy and attacking each other is kind of the only communication that was able to get out. Make another recon intelligence roll, please.
Yes.
While we're all huddled up looking at the same direction. Ew. It's mm-hmm. fine. Everything's fine.
8.
That's exactly what you needed.
Yes.
While you're looking at this thing, because mercifully there's no audio with any of these videos you're watching.
I was almost at least trying to do so attention. Quietly, yeah. But I held my tongue.
You hear a noise coming from one of the doors on the other side of the desk. And that's when you notice that the door is slightly ajar.
That's not a door, it's a jar.
Only slightly, only slightly.
Stop. This is no time for jokes. I just tap each one of their shoulders and hold my finger up to my mouth like shh.
Right.
And I point at the door.
And as you're doing that, the door opens. Very mm-hmm. slowly opens up. And you see the hand that is on the top of the door. And it is a hand that has seen better days.
Oh, like a dead person's hand.
And that is exactly who shambles out
no!
from behind the door.